And all of a sudden, my boss's snarky comments and the stress of the job just started to melt away. I felt a new level of confidence that was able to bleed into my job, and that nothing was keeping me stuck but me. All I needed was the right outlet. You know, this is my 80th published episode, and it seems a little strange that it's day one, but it is, and here we are. And just to catch you up, I launched the Culture Changers podcast in early 2019 to interview the fascinating people who broke convention, did things differently, and changed how we lived. And I wanted to show my audience that, especially in this time, you don't always have to have the expected traditional route. You could do things differently and make a big impact. And through the process and my own journey, I realized that I wanted to share the mic a little bigger than I was. I mean, don't you feel like people are waking up with so many more possibilities? And do you feel like you've got a story stirring inside you, but you're not sure where to let it out? Something is brewing. At least that's how I felt pretty deeply over the past 10 years, but it got to a fevered pitch and I had to do something about it. But I wanted to back up and share a little bit about my story and how I got into podcasting. I don't think that I've ever shared this story before, so bear with me a moment. It is a little bit raw and vulnerable, but I guess a while back, I really felt like my voice was stifled. And not everybody has this background. You may relate in some ways, but I have a degree in broadcasting. I really love public speaking and have found at certain points in my life through a music blog I used to have in certain aspects, Toastmasters, speaking engagements, I feel the most alive there. And there was a period of time where I just felt like my voice was being stifled. And I was working in a high stress, always on toxic environment with a nightmare of a boss. And every day my heart would tell me that this is not where I belonged. And I had this gnawing feeling that the clock was ticking on my ability to do something about it and make a change and an impact in my life. I mean, I'm in my 40s and I've got two young children that I feel this incredibly deep drive to build a legacy for them. And so I felt like the clock was ticking louder and louder. But at the time, I just couldn't see a way out. I mean, with kids, a mortgage, bills, life, quitting my job cold turkey just wasn't really an option. And I had to think about what am I going to do? So I just kept going through these tough work hours and I'd have these adrenaline spikes every time my boss would message me, which was often, and during scheduled vacations. So I remember the sinking feeling that maybe this was all there was for me. I mean, do you feel that where you feel like, I wish I was happier or more fulfilled? Why isn't this enough? I have what I need. And this is like what I'm told, what society tells me that it should be enough. But I just remember that sinking feeling that maybe this was all there was for me. So I look back now and I see that I was stuck because I thought that creativity was an all or nothing game, that there wasn't a way to express myself without having to jeopardize my family's comfort and financial stability. And I now know better that maybe you can have both. Maybe you can relate to feeling like this, that even if our situations aren't exactly the same, you know what it's like to want to do something more. Something that would make you happy, be more fulfilling, feel like your zone of genius, like you're operating in it, but feel like you don't have the time or money or resources. I totally get that. And even, you know, the FOMO feeling when you open up social media and you see people doing these really cool adventures that you're like, wow, if I had the time to explore that or just go a little bit deeper, I bet I could feel that way too. So I totally get that. But then one day I saw an email in my inbox from Seth Godin. And Seth Godin is, as you may know, if you followed me, I've interviewed him He is probably one of the top, I don't know, three people in the world that I've ever wanted to interview because he's impacted, his work has impacted my life so dramatically. And I had an email in my inbox and it was titled, Five Reasons You Might Want to Start a Podcast. And my heart leapt into my chest. It was an invitation to learn the craft of podcasting from one of the best. And I knew right away that it was a full body yes. And going through the training was like therapy. I felt a sense of joy, control, happiness. I finally had something that was 100% mine, even though I started not having any idea what my concept would be or where I would even go with it. But I was free of anyone else's opinion and beyond the reach of my boss or relentless criticism that I was subject to. I felt this obsession growing of becoming the best podcaster I could possibly be, from learning about the technology to the sound quality to interviewing to growing it through social media and through other engagement channels. All of it just lit my body up. It was so exciting. And all of a sudden, my boss's snarky comments and the stress of the job just started to melt away. I felt a new level of confidence that was able to bleed into my job and that nothing was keeping me stuck but me. All I needed was the right outlet. Fast forward to today, and I'm super proud to say that I've helped countless people start their own podcast from scratch. And I've even found that I have a knack for landing high-profile guests like Seth Godin and Jesse Itzler and Natalie Molina Nino and Colin Wright, who's a really well-known minimalist, and many other true culture changers that have just been so exciting and fun. And believe it or not, it's not that hard. I can show you how. But maybe the best part of all of this is the community that I've built. Listeners who come back week after week and send me messages or text me or DMs or email me about how the episodes have impacted their lives or how they've taken action in their lives that it helped unlock and turn on light bulbs that they've been seeking through those conversations. That feeling is indescribable. And because I know what it's like to start from scratch, it's become my mission to help even more people find and use their voices to build their dreams. And whether that is to further a cause that is near and dear to their hearts, or have a creative place to play, or grow a business of their dreams by building a loyal community and really, really connecting on a brand level, I've helped them find their own voices and use those voices as a force for good. And that is a really amazing feeling. And listen, if I can create a thriving show out of thin air, I know with the right plan, you can create and launch your own podcast too, and much faster than you think. So here's where this gets interesting. I'm pivoting this podcast to help other podcasters launch and grow their shows through this show. Culture Changers Podcast is becoming a real-time, behind-the-scenes experiment in growing a successful podcast. And my companion course, Press Play Podcast, will take your ideas and nail your podcast goals the first time in 6 weeks or less in my proven step-by-step method. I actually opened up a small beta for it this week as I'm revamping the program to be even more straightforward. So this session will be more hands-on and lower cost in exchange for your feedback. And if you want in and want your podcast out into the wild by year end, go to allisonandhair.com/MM, M as in Mary, MM beta and get your spot. I've linked it in the show notes, but we're already underway. So I hope if you're ready, if you feel that like, maybe I should do this. That is your sign to go and sign up and get in. So it's day one. What do I want to do with this podcast? Well, now that it's a little more focused, I want to really experiment with all the ways to grow a show and see what works, what doesn't work, and help you experiment with me. So here's how this will go. Tell me where you are in your podcast journey. Are you thinking about starting, but not sure of the steps to take, or not sure you've got your concept quite right, or you have all these ideas and maybe you're multi-passionate, but you're not quite sure, like, is it ready? Do I start in the new year? Do I figure out something? Or maybe you're building a show and trying to figure out how to grow it and all the other things. Or do you have a show, but you're not sure if it's getting the traction you had hoped for? Maybe you hear of all the other ways to grow engagement and you're not sure where to focus your energy. Is it video? Is it advertising? Is it being a guest on other podcasts? Is it sponsorship? Is it building an engaged audience or monetizing or getting your listeners to take action? So you can go to allisonhair.com and sign up for my emails. I share stories and information I don't usually share anywhere else. And also, tell me where you are. Go to the Culture Changers Podcast Facebook group or DM me on the socials. I've linked everything in the show notes. There are a lot of different ways to get in touch with me, but I'm really interested to find out, where are you? What are you struggling with, or where are you stuck right now? Or things are going really well. How can you take it to the next level? And tell me where you are. You'll see that the branding of this existing podcast will evolve. So stay tuned for the changes. I'm using this opportunity to really take your feedback and questions to shape this show, the future guests, and share my successes and failures with you. So hopefully you can have a clearer path to your own podcast growth. And I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about this new path. I'm a little nervous because it's so transparent. It's so raw and vulnerable. But I felt like the path was too exciting not to explore. And it made so much sense, especially with what I love to do and where I've found success before, especially in helping others, but also in my own trials of how do I grow a show and certain areas that I'm really, really trying hard to figure out and sharing what I've learned. I've taken a lot of online courses and intensives and workshops and masterminds in all different areas that I can't wait to share with you as well. So I'll still have groundbreaking interviews here. I will probably start a brand new podcast and start it from scratch and grow it. And I'll have the top podcasters and entrepreneurs out there to talk about the strategies that help them grow an engaged and connected brand. And they're really culture changers. And more importantly, I'll have you on the show. I can't wait to share your stories and experiment with all the different technologies and methods in such a fast-changing, exciting, effective, impactful world of podcasting. So here's my ask. Share this show. Share this episode. Think of three friends who are thinking about a podcast or have one. Click the share button and text this link to them or email, whatever it is. You can do smoke signals. I don't care. But let's grow together. You can share it on your socials. That always helps too. And make sure you tag me. But I've linked everything in the show notes and can't wait to come back next week to talk through the topics that you want to know about. What's on your mind? What are you struggling with? And also, if you just want to jump in and get your podcast on the road, go to allisonhair.com/MMBeta and get going this week. We are already underway and would love to help you on your journey. As always, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.